Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, this is Joe Person here, the Charlotte Observer. I'm sure you're preparing for some Matt Khalil questions, so I'll start it off. What did his career kind of seem to stall a little bit up there, Mike? And if so, why do you think that may have been?
I obviously wasn't here when they drafted him, but he had some injury issues, and I think that he hurt his hip, and that was a big thing, and he had a knee, so I guess that was it.
Coach David Newton with ESPN.com. Why were you guys willing to part with him?
Well, we tried to sign him back. He went there.
How did those negotiations, I mean, you don't have to get into the negotiations, but what was the reasoning, Mike, why you wanted to bring him back?
I liked Matt. I thought he was a good player. He's one of the kind of guys we liked. And, so that was really it. I mean, I didn't do any negotiating. Rick does that, but we tried to get him back.
What do you think of his performance so far this year?
I think he's doing good. He's been pretty solid most of the time.
Mike, this is Joe Person again in Charlotte. I know Rick made his feelings clear about having Greg Olsen up there a few weeks ago in the broadcast booth. Did that sit poorly with you as well?
I don't know. I didn't even see him when he was here to talk to him or anything like that. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Mike,
I don't really have any feelings on it.
Mike, this is Jordan Rodriguez with the Charlotte Observer. We all kind of know Captain around here as someone who is quite the chatty individual. I'm wondering if you have a favorite Captain Munnerlyn story.
One that I can tell?
Either way, whatever works.
Captain's a good guy, and he, like you say, he's chatty. I really appreciate the time that we had here together with him, and he helped us become better. I think he taught a lot of the younger guys how to play, and trying to think of a good story that I can tell. I have plenty that I can't tell. but anyway, not off the top of my head, no.
He, last year, Mike, of course, after the game, it became a story here locally that said that the defensive back, you guys, the secondary, was more concerned about Benjamin, less concerned about Funchess. If that was the case then, is it different this year, and why?
Well, Benjamin's not there.
Right. Beyond the obvious.
I don't know that was necessarily true. I mean, I can't speak for what Captain was saying, but we're concerned about all our guys, really. We go into each game and talk about each one of the players and, how we can try to defend them the best, and and maybe that's how he approached that. I don't know. You'd have to ask Captain that.
Coach Josh Klein from the Ryer Report. Did Adam Thielen, to a lot of fans, it seems like he may have come out of nowhere. What have you seen from his development over the last few years?
Yeah, well, he kind of did come out of nowhere, to be honest with you. He's an undrafted free agent out of Mankato State. Came to a workout camp here and ended up signing him, to a free agent rookie contract. And, played special teams early in his years and then kind of continued to get improved. Adam is a great competitor, tough guy, very, very smart, understand how to run routes. And I think that those things have all continued to develop as he's become more mature.
Do you think that your offense is kind of embracing that never say die attitude with guys like Case Keenum and undrafted Adam Thielen and Jerick McKinnon, guys like that?
I don't know, but I like it. I like it when, I think it's kind of my mentality too. You're always trying to prove people wrong. And, we have some guys like that. Diggs, a fifth-round pick, and, we've got some guys in there. Rashad Hill was an undrafted guy, and, Adam was undrafted, and, Case was, the third-team quarterback. So, those are those are all good qualities to me. We have, you know, we have good players. I'm not saying we don't have good players. I'm just saying that I like their mentality.
Mike, Jordan Rodriguez with The Observer again. I'm wondering if you could offer a quick scouting report on Christian McCaffrey and what have you seen from him versus some of the other rookies in the league?
Well, he's obviously very good, very explosive, great stop and start guy, excellent speed, catches the ball well. You know, he's very dangerous. They're using him a lot of different ways. You know, I can't compare him to all the other rookies. You know, he's a really good player, and I'm sure they're very happy with him.
When you guys were scouting for the draft, how did he compare with Dalvin Cook?
Well, I personally, I loved them both, to be honest with you. But, you know, I'm not going to compare them. I love Cook now.
Coach Jared Allen for Panthers.com. With a guy like Xavier Rhodes who can shut down the opposing team's number one wide receiver, how much easier does that make game planning for you?
Really, it doesn't make it any easier. And, you know, everybody says that, you know, we don't just let Xavier have a guy by himself all day. There's times when he's by himself. There's times when he's getting help. There's times when we're doubling guys with him. You know, I know it just because he goes to one guy looks like that, but you know, we play, you know, we try to play the best team defense we can, and that's with, you know, using everything that's available to us and however we can do it. But it really doesn't make it any easier to game plan, honestly. Even if you said, you know, Xavier's got this guy, how do we finagle the coverages? You know, you got to figure out different ways to do it. And, you know, and then, you know, well, how do you help him? And, you know, how do you get pressures and be able to double this guy or double that guy or... you know, there's a lot of things involved in it, and it really doesn't make it any easier.
Mike, Xavier has really impressed in terms of his development over the last 5 years, and I'm sure you know, Carolina's in the second year of developing its two young outside cornerbacks. So I'm wondering, in your experience, what has been key to a positive trajectory in that development for a young cornerback?
Well, you know, I can only speak for Xavier. When I first got it, you know, he's a very talented guy. It took him a little bit of time to, you know, figure out the techniques and the scheme and things that we were trying to do. You know, and then sometimes it takes a little while for the coaches to figure, you know, I'm not talking for them, I'm talking about me, trying to figure out what, you know, what might be a better way to teach the techniques or different techniques because of Xavier's skill set. And, you know, I think that's what we tried to do here is with him is, you know, get him integrated in the system, do it the way we're trying to do it, and then make little tweaks on because of his strengths and how we can help him to become better as we continue to move forward.
Can you put your finger on any sort of aha moment for him as the last several years have gone by?
You know, I don't know. You know, we didn't start really matching him up on receivers, I don't think, until maybe it was last year, or maybe a little bit the year before. Toward the end of the year, you know, got to the point where, you know, it was size on size or something like that. I'm trying to, you know, he had a great interception against Arizona a year ago in coming out of the end zone and ran it back about 105 yards for a touchdown. But, you know, I just think you see it in practice. You see the, you know, especially in OTAs and during the spring, you see the confidence building and the techniques improving and things like that, I guess, is the biggest thing.
And, Mike, I'm sure you were excited to almost have gotten away from Julius Peppers, and then now he's back with Carolina and you're facing off against him. What's it like going up against Peppers?
Yeah, lucky me. You know, he's an unbelievable athlete, unbelievable player. I mean, I've seen him do so many things. You know, when we played up in Green Bay a few years ago, he intercepted a pass and ran back for a touchdown. And, you know, he's got such great long arms and explosion and power and speed. And really doesn't look like he's slowed down any. You know, I'm thankful he's not in our division anymore. But unfortunately, we have to play him this week, and he'll be a tough matchup for us. But he's a great player, first ballot Hall of Fame guy, in my opinion.
coach. Just think about everything.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much.
All righty.